the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise up here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And we're licking our wounds big time because Lundy and I got our balls smashed by the books yesterday in the National Football League. An all too familiar and sad feeling for yours truly, as I gave back, I think it was like right around 36 units in the NFL last year. I did finish up, thankfully, in college football on Saturday, so maybe I should just budget all of my dollars for the junior circuit instead of the senior circuit. But you know what? There's another game. There's always another opportunity. So let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Buzz here to start things off. We got Monday Night Football. We got the Buffalo Bills. We got the Aaron Rodgers-led New York football playing Jets. The 9/11 backdrop and remembering those on a very fateful day. So emotions are going to be high there in the Big Apple, no doubt about it. But the emotions are also going to be kind of warm and fuzzy for one Aaron Rodgers and his Jets debut, with the expectations extraordinarily high right now in that city for this team. So, Lundy, we're going to get to our Fade 5 countdown, which will feature nothing but wagers in Bills and Jets. But the plus bus is deal or call it, maybe like an MLB bet, or you're looking ahead some action elsewhere. So do share, my friend. Plus 100 odds or greater.
I got the pump. I got the air pump, Brad. I got the I'm trying to reinflate my bankroll. That's what I'm doing. I have no idea why this is in the studio, though. I'm starting to get a little concerned about the folks that were using the studio before me, that there is a like basketball pump in here. I'm going to preface the plus bus by saying the weather here in Denver is not good. So it is possible that this game winds up in some kind of a rain delay or something like that tonight. But the Cubbies are in town to take on the Rockies. And keep in mind, I've been telling you, the Rockies are phoning it in, folks. They're going to hit 100 losses for the first time in franchise history. It's going to get ugly here. Well, it's already ugly, unfortunately, because the Monforts still own the team. But the Rockies are coming to town. I was trying to find a way, Brad, to take advantage of the history that Cody Bellinger has against Kyle Freeland, about a 350 lifetime average against Freeland. But the problem is total bases, minus odds. You know, we're just like to hit a single, minus odds. However, if we want to look at Cody Bellinger to get at least two hits, so not total bases, but to actually get two hits in the contest against the Rockies tonight, you can pop that one at DraftKings at plus 165. So again, I'm trying to take advantage of Cody Bellinger's history against Kyle Freeland, a team, like I said, this Rockies team that's just phoning it in. Freeland is a little better at home from time to time, but again, these guys are ready to go on vacation in Mexico. So plus 165, DraftKings, need two hits out of Cody Bellinger.
And we know the recipe for Bellinger is feasting on left-handed pitchers all season long. He has put up some stupid numbers against southpaws this year, so I love that wager, and maybe because I'm a biased Cubs fan, so hopefully, fingers crossed, Mother Nature will stay at bay, and this sucker gets in. Another advantage in the MLB I'm taking advantage of is William Contreras, a brother of Wilson Contreras, a member of the Milwaukee Brewers, and I'm going to raise a frosty glass to him on the over total bags against the Miami Marlins, and at plus 135. Yeah, work the shoulders, baby. Get seduced by that juice at BetMGM. Why am I taking advantage of this? He's going up against Jesus Rosardo, who is a left-handed pitcher. And that is what William Contreras' general recipe for success is, as against those southpaws. He's batting .344 with a 1,019 OPS against those LHPs this year. He's gone over this already five times. I got five on it here in the month of September. He's got a little bit of a history against Jesus Lazardo. 1-for-5 lifetime. That one hit was a single, but Jesus a little bit of a roller coaster ride here of late. 4.34 ERA on the road in this game being played in southern Wisconsin along the shores of Lake Michigan. So you're going with Cody Bellinger, maybe a belly bomb at Coors Field. Could be a Contreras crush baseball over the fence or into the gap as well. Give me the over. 1.5 total bags against the visiting Miami Marlins, plus 135 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on another losing edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown, all Monday Night Football, all the time. We got Bills, we got Jets in the Battle of the Empire State being played there in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And I'm going to start off with the visiting running back, the Chef Boyardee of running backs, and James Cook. Give it the over 10.5 rush attempts against the Jets at plus 110. This one I pulled from DraftKings Sportsbook. The narrative all summer long around James Cook is he is the unrivaled number one rusher on this roster. Yeah, they got Damian Harris, and Harris may get a handful of touches. He could take the over on 5.5 rush attempts for him, by the way, tonight, which I don't entirely hate. But you look at Cook, I think he's going to get at least a dozen. So he's going to better this number by at least one rush attempt. And you're getting this at plus odds. He only did this twice. That's it. Last season in 18 total games, including the playoffs. Right, but you look at the Jets, 4.22 yards per carry allowed, 96.5 rush yards per game allowed a season ago. Their preseason rank, according to Mike Clay at ESPN, on the interior line is number 17. So really kind of a middling unit. Their clear defensive strength is on the back end there with Sauce Gardner. So I think Cook will take advantage. You look at what he did last season and really what the Bills did as a collective last season and in their pair of matchups against the Jets. Lundy, the running backs only had 12 and 13 in two different games. So 25 combined carries in those two matchups against the Puddle Jumpers from New York. But I think the narrative is going to be a little bit different here. New season, new opportunity. He is going to be the main man in this backfield. So as a result, and what I feel is going to be a nip and tuck affair, James Cook over 10.5 rush attempts against the Jets, plus 110 at DraftKings. Fade or follow.
How many is Josh Allen going to take away from him? That's what
probably six or seven.
I mean, that's one of the things you got to keep in mind when you're looking at when you're looking at the Bills, right? You know, the quarterback's going to wind up taking some of those rush attempts away from whoever it is that lines up behind him in the backfield. I do think that Cook is going to hit this number, Brad. I'm not quite as confident as you are that he's going to jump past it up to a dozen or a baker's dozen. I think this is going to be one that you're sweating in the fourth quarter and you're waiting for another handoff to get you above the number. I think that's the reason why the odds makers have it at plus money. But that said, what do? You keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. How do you keep Aaron Rodgers off the field? You run the ball. I mean, that's it. That's what Nebraska thought about doing on Saturday with Shedeur Sanders, and you saw that really didn't work out very well. But I think that's exactly what Buffalo is going to want to do. Keep Cook involved. Try to get the ball on the ground as much as you can. Move the clock. I agree with you. I think this is going to be a close contest, especially because the Bills are on the road. I'm really looking forward to this game tonight, in part because I was in the rain at the Raiders and Broncos yesterday afternoon, and that sucked.
That game entirely sucked, much like the Broncos were last year. What will not suck is James Cook tonight in the opener against the rival Jets.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro on the countdown today. Let's talk about the standout wide receiver of Aaron Rodgers and this New York Jets offense. I'm taking the over on Garrett Wilson, 68.5 receiving yards, minus 115 there at BetMGM. Dude is going to have a banner season. If you got him on your fantasy team, I think you're going to be counting maybe some $100 bills toward the end of the year because he's going to be a fixture in your starting lineup. A man destined, I feel, for at least 1,300 receiving yards. Remember, he had just over 1,100 last year and numerous catches. But in regards to what I feel is going to be a very strong start for him, He hit the over on this in 8 of 17 games last year. And, of course, the quarterback play, a major upgrade going from one Zach Wilson primarily to none other than Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers still a guy that was top 12. Actually, in fact, well inside the top 10 and just completion percentage in his final season there in Green Bay. And Wilson, a guy that gets appreciable yak, a guy that was way up there in that category standing. He went 9 targets, 8 for 92 in one game against the Bills last season. In the second game against the Bills, 7 targets, 6 receptions for 78 yards with lousy quarterback play, very unreliable. And of course, that doesn't apply to Aaron Rodgers. The Bills allowed the 16th most wide receiver yards last season. So middle of the pack in that category. And I think they'll be kind of middle of the pack once again in that category. So to sum it all up, Garrett Wilson over 68.5 receiving yards against the Bills minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
There are fantasy players from coast to coast, Brad, that are hanging on your every word associated with this guy, because there are a lot of people that have completely 1,000% bought in on Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and the hopeful bromance that will take place on the field. So if it's going to happen, you got to hope it's going to happen here in game one. I'm a little more nervous on this one, but just because I think Aaron Rodgers wants to come out, he wants to make a statement in his new digs, in his new uniform, in his new city. There's part of me that doesn't think he's going to just have tunnel vision for Garrett Wilson. This is a number that I don't like. I will say that I like Garrett Wilson as part of a same game parlay, bring this number down and then take over on his receiving yards. But you're putting me on the spot with this one. I'm going to fade you.
Oh, come on. Have some huevos, Lundy. 70-plus sweat-free winner on Garrett Wilson.
Number 3.
All right, numero tres. Let's go with Old Man River, a guy that's adding gray to that beard, and that is other than Aaron Rodgers. Probably a lot of experimental drugs going to be coursing through the veins. So as a result, he's going to be hyperactive with the legs. He's going to dial back the clock. Give me the over. I just need 4. That's it. Rush yards and over 3.5. And I cash a winning ticket, which I sorely and desperately need. Minus 115 at BetMGM. Buffalo was only number 19 last season in sack rates among all NFL teams. So didn't really dial up the heat on the pocket all that often. But the offensive line, the Jets, projected by Mike Clay of ESPN to be just number 26 overall. So a bottom 10 unit that break contain could flush him outside when pressure does pile up. And Aaron Rodgers, despite his 39-year-old number on his driver's license, can still motor when warranted. Hell, Tom Brady was motoring at times. Remember the over that we repeatedly took on a half a rush yard or 1.5 rush yards last year? I think the same will still apply to Aaron Rodgers, who used to be one of the more mobile quarterbacks in the league, but I still think he's got a little bit of action left there in the pocket. Look at Rodgers last season, only 34 rush attempts in total in 17 games. He averaged, though, 5.5 rush yards per contest, went over this number 7 times. So, again, I just need one pre-contained situation. I need Rodgers to see some green space in front of him and say, I'm going to run like I'm 25 and bolt down the line. The only worry I have here is the Jets. Maybe they win this game. I kind of like them on the money line, by the way, early bonus time at plus 120. If they do, you got the kneel down factor potentially at the end. But Rod, get it done for me. Teach these fools some old school on the over 3.5 rush yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. Why don't you just fade me?
No. I'm actually going to roll with you with this one. Here's what we want, okay? You want one scramble for 6 yards. That's what you want. One scramble, one. 6 yards. That way, if he does take a knee at the end, you're not alone. There's a lot of folks that kind of like the Jets on the money line for this evening. Then you're not getting burned by those kneel downs. So we need one for 6, maybe 2. that are like three or four a piece. You need some cushion, Brad. You need some cushion to avoid the pushing. Take the over on 3.5.
Do it for all the ivermectin. Put it in your rectum. I don't care. Take the over in Aaron Rodgers.
Ouch.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's get a little SGP action at plus money on this contest. And it's in regards to both running backs of the New York Jets, believe it or not. I'm going to take Dalvin Cook, 40-plus rush yards on the front end. And on the back end, I'm taking the under on Breece Hall, 49.5 rush yards, plus 125 there, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. This is all in regards to the narrative that's really played out here in the last couple of weeks. You know, Cook comes in to camp late, assigns on the dotted line. Full expectation is he's going to get significant run in this game. And if the Jets could be highly competitive, they got to have some ballyhooed offensive balance. And I think they will have that in this contest. Cook still getting appreciable yards after contact per attempt. He was top 15 in that category last season, forcing missed tackles at a frequent rate as well. Top 20 overall among all running backs his final season in Minnesota, according to Pro Football Focus. And Breece Hall, you know, coming off that devastating knee injury, I think he's going to be eased in. I think he's going to be on a pitch count, on a limited snap count in this game. The split, and this is me, of course, guessing and kind of reading between the lines, I think it's going to be 70-30 in favor of the healthier back and Dalvin Cook. So put that all together. I know it's a bit of a puzzle here. I'm trying to figure out this backfield, but maybe it's a situation like Atlanta was yesterday. Tyler Allgeier getting the majority of the work. Bijan Robinson being eased in as a rookie. Breece Hall, obviously in a sophomore season, could be eased in post-injury with the veteran carrying the heavy side. So to recap, Dalvin Cook, 40-plus rush yards, playing against his brother, again, who is James Cook. And Breece Hall under 49.5 rush yards, plus 125 at DraftKings. Fade or follow.
I'm going to fade you again. I like the first half. I don't like the second half. And it's in part because I'm not convinced that it's 70-30 like you think it's going to be. I think Dalvin gets to 40 yards. I think he's going to get enough carries to get him at 40 yards. But I'm actually not going to buy the narrative that they're going to ease Breece Hall in. I think they recognize that this is a guy that was averaging, 5.8, 5.6 a carry before getting hurt. Last year, I think they want to come out and establish him. And I think, frankly, they need to in order to take some pressure off of Aaron Rodgers. So as good as Aaron is, a good running game is a quarterback's best friend outside of a fat old offensive line. So with that in mind, I don't like the second half of this two-legger, Brad. I'd rather take Dalvin with the 40-plus, pair it with something else. I'm not buying into the fact that Breece Hall is going to only see, say, 30% of the carries.
A little Wang Chung dance hall days. Lundy's cranking it in the background. I say fade the living daylights out of the sophomore running back.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. I'll sue another SGP again because I'm in full chase mode. I got to regain some of the units lost. It's got to be a negative week no matter what. I'm down 10 units right now. I'm just trying to get to single digits. Oh, I made so much money in college basketball and Major League Baseball, and I'm already giving it all back. I hate football sometimes, at least on the senior circuit. But I do like this SGP, and that is on both quarterbacks, and that is on unders tied to each. Give me Josh Allen under 274.5 pass yards. Oh, and what a quinky-dink. Aaron Rodgers under the exact same number, 274.5 pass yards. Even Steven plus 100 money. And when you put those two together at DraftKings Sportsbook, you look at Josh Allen. He went under this number in 10 of 18 games, including the playoffs last season. The Jets only allowed 6.34 pass yards per attempt, 257.1 pass yards per game to opposing gunslingers. They have projected the number one secondary in the NFL. Why? Because it's Sauce Gardner, who's an absolute shutdown corner. And Allen took a step back in terms of his accuracy last season. Number 19, that was it. And adjusted completion percentage. And in the pair of matchups against the Jets, just 205 passing yards and 147 in passing yards. Could be more of the same, given the secondary's defensive prowess of New York. Meanwhile, for Aaron Rodgers, I think he's going to be more of a game manager type, getting long in the tooth, but hopefully not too old where he can't run. I just need four stinking yards. But hopefully he's going to stay under 275 aerial yards. And this one, the Bills, 6.52 pass yards per attempt last season, allowed along with 232.6 pass yards per game surrendered. They also have a top 10 projected secondary. And Rodgers, he was only number 15 a season ago and adjusted completion percentage overall. More effective inside the red zone was Rodgers last year, where he was inside the top 10. And a red zone completion percentage, but overall, kind of losing it ever so slightly. But him and Garrett Wilson, I do believe, will make some magic on the field tonight. So to recap on this SGP, and come with me, Lundy, if you like it. Under Josh Allen, 274.5 pass yards. Under Aaron Rodgers, 274.5 pass yards as well. Plus 100. At DraftKings, Lundy, my number one play tonight on Monday Night Football. Fade or follow?
I'm going to follow just because I know how badly you really want to try to replenish your account. I mean, I'm just being honest with you, man. I know how badly you're trying to get this done, and actually give yourself a solid bounce back so that you can get ready for the upcoming Thursday night game. Maybe because I already know you've abandoned Major League Baseball. I mean, I know you're throwing out the plus bus, but you're like, I'm done with you, hardball. Meanwhile, that's the only thing I'm actually hitting right now is baseball. So I need to be able to keep doing it. Brad, my spreadsheet yesterday in the NFL, 1-9. So it was painful, and you combine that with a 2-3 effort in college football on Saturday. I didn't do a ton. I had some commitments this weekend, so I was away from being able to do a bunch of bets. But I'm going to follow you on this one just because I know how badly you want to be able to get back into the positive territory as close as you can. Bounce back. It's bounce back time. I'm with you. I'm going to follow. I'm giving you the mojo. I'm giving you the extra spicy cup of coffee here with the extra shot of espresso. Whatever it takes to get you rocking, I got your back, brother. I got you.
Yeah, well, I am made of flubber, so I do bounce. And I will bounce back tonight. It begins. And we're going to regain some of those units lost, maybe on the bets we featured, or maybe right now in bonus time. Luddy got the floor of Major League Baseball. Apparently, you're making some coin in that sport. I'm guessing you got some additional action on the diamond, or maybe you got some additional action on Monday Night Football. Just feed me some winners.
So I got a couple for you. First of all, if you're listening to the pod early today, Atlanta and the Phillies are doing a doubleheader today. I absolutely love the over in game one. It is sitting at 9.5. You can snag that at -110, -115, depending upon the book you're looking at. But I'm even going to throw this one at you. I'm not so sure that I don't bump it up to 10.5 and then take the over and get that at +110 if you really want to get greedy. I just think you're looking at teams when you've got these back-to-backs like they're going to do with the doubleheader today. Sometimes in those early games, you've got a little bit of a longer leash on your pitching because you don't want to dive too much into the bullpen, knowing that you've got a second game coming up. So I just like this idea of the over on the 9.5. And like I said, you can alt total that to 10.5 and get it into plus odds. But I think we're going to see some runs scored. And again, that's the early one. That's at 1 o'clock Eastern. So depending upon when you are listening to this pod or watching us on YouTube, you may or may not be able to jump on it. Brad, I get it. I know, because I've even got some investment in Dalton Kincaid of the Buffalo Bills in terms of the tight end. But I'm telling you, if you look at the game log down the stretch of last season, you know who was consistently catching touchdowns? Dawson Knox.
Yeah.
He's lost in the shuffle right now because everybody's talking about Kincaid, and I can get Knox at plus 50 for an anytime touchdown. And frankly, Kincaid is over 300 as well. But Dawson Knox, who is listed as the number one tight end on the depth chart, actually has higher odds than Kincaid does for an anytime touchdown. So I'm sprinkling a half unit on Dawson Knox to pick up where he left off last season and actually splash six. I can't resist it at plus 350 for a guy that is just a touchdown machine. Yes, I know they've got a lot of talent in Kincaid, and I've got Kincaid in a couple of fantasy leagues, so I get it, folks. But I'm gonna roll the dice that Dawson Knox picks up where he left off. Like I said, you can snag that one at a plus 350. Then here's a simple two-legger for you for tonight. These are rushing yards, Brad. Give me 35 plus for James Cook, and give me 20 plus for Damian Harris. That's all I need. Those two dudes. 20 yards or more for Damian, 35 yards or more for James Cook. That, without a bonus, without a boost, without anything like that, that's plus 115. Nice, simple two-legger. Frankly, the two-leggers are what kicked me right between the two-leggers yesterday with most everything that I was doing. I did some really simple SGPs where I was hitting one leg, missing the second one. So yesterday was really, really frustrating, but I'm going right back to the well. So like I said, James Cook, 35 or more, Damian Harris, 20 or more. You could even throw in, I think you can bring Josh Allen's number all the way down to 30 if you wanted to throw him into the mix as well. But I'm rolling with that one at plus 115. Otherwise, I'm over here licking my wounds, my man. So I'm going to hand it off to you. What else have you got in bonus time?
Well, I've been bleeding out, so I may need a medic if things go awry yet again on another matchup. God, that game last night was just a snore fest. I think I fell asleep after like the first 10 minutes because the Giants were just in a deep slumber straight away after that special teams touchdown by the Dallas Cowboys. Embarrassing, much like my performance in betting, but I digress. Let's go to the team. Huevos parlay play of the day, and of course it's in the Monday night matchup. Give me the Jets plus 7.5 on the alt spread. I think they're going to keep this one nice and snug. I don't think you're going to have another New York team swallow a grenade. Give me James Cook. Luddy likes the alt rush yards. He's got a 35. I'll play it at 40. And then give me Aaron Rodgers, one passing touchdown or more. That's it. And you see that plus 200. Oh yeah, baby. At DraftKings Sportsbook, the Jets kept it very close in a couple of games. Now, they did not cover in their loss. They lost 20-12 in that one last year, but they won in the other one against the Bills 20-17. It's a team that has a projected top seven defense. You could argue top five defense overall, though that offensive line's got to have to play up to better expectations than what some people perceive. James Cook, again, a guy I think is going to get at least 11, maybe 12 carries in this game. Appreciable yards after contact per attempt last year, north of 3 in that category. And a guy that's got some shimmy and shake, and the Jets did allow 4.22 yards per carry. So if he gets the dozen or so carries in this game, he'll crack the 40-yard mark needed. And then Aaron Rodgers, again, I just need one or more passing touchdowns. A guy who should be able to do this relative ease. He did this repeatedly last season. In fact, in 13 games in total, number 6 in red zone completion accuracy. The Bills is 6.53 in terms of pass yards per attempt. They only surrendered 21 passing touchdowns in 16 games. But throw that dart to Garrett Wilson and everybody wins. Hopefully that connection will occur. All right, elsewhere in bonus time, I'll take James Cook for an anytime touchdown, plus 170 at DK. Again, that opportunity share is going to skyrocket. It was 31.2% last year. I think he doubles it. I think it's at least 60%, if not greater, this year. He was number 3 among all rushers in yards per touch. He averaged 6.3 a year ago. I mentioned that yards after contact per attempt, number 3.02. And he should get appreciable red zone touches. He was just RB54 in that category last season. I think he's going to be easily top 25 in that category this year. So Cook on an anytime touchdown prop. And then you want baseball? Sure, I'll give you some more. How about Brandon Nimmo? Over 1.5 total bases against the Arizona
Diamondbacks and Zach Davies. Nimmo has been killing in this category. By the way, the juice on this +135, same as the Contreras bet that I gave you at the top of the show. Against Davies in his career, Nimmo 4-for-8. All four of those hits have gone for extra bases, including one of the round trip variety with a 1,931 OPS. Davies, you know, he's a bit of a soft tosser. A guy that has struggled off this season, 4.50 ERA in his last three. Hell, he's allowed 5 home runs in his last 6 games. Nimmo, I think we'll get this with relative ease, and it could be of the round tripper variety, as I discussed. I'm out of bets. We are out of time. Once again, do us a favor. If you enjoy this broadcast, give us a little rating and a review. It helps out our show immensely. Also, feed or follow us on the Twitter/X. Going to give it to you. You can check out Lundy and his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy. Check out my free spreadsheet picks at Noisy Huevos.
Lundy's going to...
Yeah, well, Lundy's going to jerk off with that toy for the rest of the day there in the office. I may have to just find a corner and cry in at some point tonight if things go amiss yet again. For the outstanding and lovely Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.